Because I'm 30 years old, I now hold all of the wisdom, all of the information that all you young people are just dying to know. I don't want to give off the impression that like, oh, I know everything, but I'm 30 now. I'm just a well of knowledge. I'm so intelligent. And I really wanted to share with you guys 9 things that I learned in my 20s that I think were really beneficial to surviving my 20s. And also hopefully just encourage you guys as you are either in your 20s or approaching your 20s, maybe in a couple years. So hopefully this will be encouraging to you guys on today's episode of the Jamie Grace Podcast. Good morning, good night, and good welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast. Hi, I'm Jamie Grace, and this is a show where I bridge the gap between pop culture and mental health, two of my favorite things to talk about ever. And hopefully I can encourage you guys, make you laugh, and start conversations about how the things we love impact the way that we are and the kind of humans that we want to become. Today's episode, every couple weeks, I like to do some kind of like a list of just like growing up and adulthood and finding purpose. And occasionally, I'll talk about my own journey of like just becoming a grown up and faith as well. And so I hope that you guys are encouraged by today's episode. Hope you maybe even laugh a little bit. I don't know. Maybe you won't laugh at all, but I'm glad you're here. So thank you so much for coming. Today's episode is dedicated to my kid, Isabella. I don't know if you guys will be able to hear her at all in this episode. She's 2 years old. She's upstairs with her awesome babysitter right now. And I think Bella's doing gymnastics because all I hear is gymnastics, and then I hear her babysitter going, whoa, and it's just the sweetest sound to just know that she is just living her best life up there. So the loft is right up by my office, and who knows what kind of audio will show up in today's episode. So I am super, super pumped about that, that she is having a good time. But let's jump into this list, because I think that, well, I've got like 9 things, literally 9 things on this list. I didn't want to miss one. The very first one, we're just going to hop right into it. The very first thing on this list is to learn something boring every year. Even if it's not something that you think will be applicable to your everyday life, to, you know, who you become in the future, just learn something boring every single year. And I would start with stuff that you do need to know, like taxes. But I would also say to even like jump into things like investing, which I mean, I think investing is actually super important as well, but that's all in a way, like that's not like a black or white statement. Like so many people have different opinions on investing and how much and yada yada and how much do you need to retire? There's so many things out there to learn, NFT, crypto, whatever it is, like just something that to you sounds a little bit boring. Dig in, jump on into that. It's so good to like always make sure you just continue to like exercise the muscle of discipline to continue to learn new things and just to continue to grow in that way. And then, like I said, a lot of times it can be beneficial too to like know about taxes. Sometimes we don't think about that stuff just like as young adults. That stuff doesn't usually come up until like marriage and a couple kids. Whether that's a part of your future or your dreams or not, like it's important to know what's going on. And I meet a lot of like young people as well. They'll say things like, oh, I'm not really into politics. I don't like to get political. And I think like a lot of people don't realize like this is going to sound like such a local, like a local mom, but like politics, like that's a part of like, is there going to be a stop sign like on the street where like your kids are going to play? And like, you know, what kind of resources are like allocated and given to like the homeless people in your community? Or so there are so many different things that like politics is like not all, well, it's just not all as big and scary as it seems. Sometimes there's just a lot of boring behind the scenes logistics that are something that's still something worth exploring and figuring out. But on that note, number 2 is to learn one random, almost risk-taking thing every year. And sometimes you can kind of center this around your birthday because your birthday might be like, hi neighbor, yeah, it's a studio. Sometimes your neighborhood, nope, your birthday can be like a good launching point for doing something almost risk-taking. And so what I mean by this is like some of the things for me, like I became a certified kickboxing instructor like 4 years ago. I consider going to culinary art school. Didn't know that was going to be like a bajillion dollars. So I was like, hard pass on that. Sometimes like you'll meet somebody like in their 30s and 40s and they'll be like, yeah, like I was on The Price is Right when I was 21. So like make that your life goal 1 year to like get on a random like super cool game show. Just like try to pursue something fun. Rock climbing. I got into rock climbing 1 year. I did it for like 3 years. I've always loved rock climbing. I mean, I had like the shoes and the harness and then the thing for the chalk. I had all that stuff. I was very obsessed with rock climbing. And so, are you like, is this like an Uber situation? Oh, okay. Well, you get, as long as you guys know each other, this isn't okay. Anyway, I'm way too, it's like, I'm too nosy for my own good, but like, you're like, also somebody's got to be neighborhood watch. And I am devoting myself. So yeah, learn a boring thing every single year. Learn a fantastic, beautiful, amazing thing every year as well. Like learn how to draw, learn how to ice skate, learn how to ski. That is just always a worthy thing to try something new. Take a chance, take a risk, and break away. Am I right? The queen said it. Number three, be okay with relationships ending. And this isn't to say, like, you know, look into your life and figure out who's not going to be around in 5 years. Like, that's a Debbie Downer. But understand that that's actually going to happen. Like, some of the people that you've known for a long time may not be your close friends into your mid late 20s. Some of the people that you've been really close to, you might just have a little bit of an off season and then you come back together. There's so many different variables. Two of my closest friends I've known since kindergarten, but we weren't the only people in that kindergarten class. And so there are people that you grow apart, and it doesn't always mean, you know, I said this in my song Best for You that I wrote for my daughter. It says how I can't think of how the song goes, but there's a line in there that talks about how sometimes relationships will end and it might be their fault, it might be your fault, it might be no one's fault. Sometimes we grow up and we grow apart, especially when we're talking about romantic relationships. You might get in a romantic relationship, or one of your close friends does, and that changes the dynamic of your friendship. And that doesn't always mean right or wrong. It doesn't always mean good or bad. You know, somebody might move, or somebody might have a major change in career. And there's so many different variables as to why friendships change and as to why relationships change. And a lot of times we always see that as a bad thing, but sometimes it just means that you're growing and you're just growing in different directions, and that's okay. So just kind of start to do that emotional work of just preparing, like, mentally of like, okay, like I'm gonna be okay. I'm not gonna, you know, fault this person or blame this person or blame myself. And you know, what did Destiny's Child say? I'm not gonna talk bad about you on the internet, however it is that they phrased it. Like, you know, it's gonna be okay. These things, they happen, and it's gonna be okay. So number four, I say to start doing things differently than your parents did. So look at the way that either your parents raised you or your grown-ups raised you, and look at some of the choices they made, not to like, you know, make a PDF and send to your therapist, unless your therapist requests that. I hope not. That's a little dark. But like make a list of like even a mental list of things that like, okay, I don't know if I want to make the same choice that my parents did. I don't, you know if this disciplinary choice, like my parents were doing the best that they knew how, but I know differently. And so I'm going to make different choices. Number five is to start consciously doing the things the same way or very similarly to how your parents did. And I think both of those things are just as important. So I'll share a couple of positive things. And of course, I've used this example many times before, and I'm okay with that. But so my husband and I, when we realized we were pregnant, we started having these conversations, like, what are some things that you wish you could change about the way you were parented, and what are some things that you want to take with you as a parent? And one of the biggest things for him was sports. Like, his family knows how to do sports. He plays basketball here in Arizona, and well, I was gonna say where, but I mean, I don't think you guys will come stalk us, but let's just pretend. Just kidding. He does whale swimming out here in Arizona, and his parents, like, we're like grown-ups, living grown-up, you know, grown-up lives. His parents, like, flew out here to come see him and the whales do their synchronized swimming. Wink, wink. Which was so cool, because that's his, like, his family, they know how to do sports so well. I do not come from a sports family, so it's really cool to, like, see that and to even just, like, hear so much about sports culture and stuff like that. Like, smack talk. Have you guys heard of that? Because I grew up thinking smack talk was, like, your toes, you dance funny, like, but, like, smack talk, oh my gosh. I'm like, no, don't say that. You can't, that's not nice for his mental health. You have to, like, give him, like, a coupon to Faithful Counseling now. Faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace. But anyways, like, sports culture is a totally different culture that I just did not grow up in. But it's one that, like, we're both like, yeah, like, let's, like, that should be our family. And we've learned so much of that based on his upbringing. And then for me, like, I mean, it's very much arts culture, music and arts. And that is just, like, such a huge foundation of who my family is. Like, any given week, if you got on a conference call with my family, somebody's painting something, somebody just wrote a song, somebody is building something. And it's, like, one of my favorite things about how I grew up. My mom always told us to create something new every day. A lot of you guys know my sister is the world-renowned poet and artist, Morgan Harper Nichols. That is how we were raised. And of course, Morgan's made amazing choices as an adult to be who she is. But one of those choices, and she'll say this as well, one of those choices is looking at how we were raised and being like, oh, one of the things that I want to take into my own life is just a foundation of art and bringing creativity into our home. If you want to hear more about that, you can, I have a, what's it called? I have a message from a church that I was at called The Grove. I might share that on here on my podcast in a couple weeks. I might do that. That sounds like it could be fun. But yeah, so kind of like look at how, you know, it's not always about parenting, but you were parented and that affected who you are in many different ways. And so kind of look at that and reevaluate that and be like, I think I want to take this into, you know, my own life, into my own adulthood. I liked that my parents did this. I liked that my parents lived there. I want to change this. So I think it's a really good thing to look back at some of the things that you love. And I keep saying the same thing in circles. So we're going to move on. Number six. Here we go. Number six is to reassess the goals of your 20s. So goals of your 20s, right? I'm talking about before you were 20. So if you're not 20 yet, like if you're 14, 15, now I have to say all the numbers. If you're not yet 20, this is especially for you. Just always, you know, kind of reassess those goals that you made for your 20s. So one of mine, like, for example, I really wanted to own a house in my 20s. I wanted to graduate from college in my 20s, and I want to start drinking alcohol at 21 because I really like following rules. And I was like, well, that's the age that everybody starts drinking alcohol, so obviously that's when I'm gonna wait to start drinking. And first and foremost, I'll just say a quick disclaimer, like, don't drink when you're not supposed to. Just don't do that. Like, let's not break the law, guys. But what I'm getting at is that when I got closer and closer to 21, I realized the only reason that I wanted to drink is because that's when the law said that I could. And that felt like such a stupid reason to do anything. So I didn't drink when I was 21. Cause I was just like, this seems like a waste of my time. I actually went to a concert, and then I went to, like, this really fancy restaurant. Well, fancy meaning expensive restaurant with my family, and that was way more fun. And then I had a 3-day movie marathon. I took off work and just watched all the movies that I wanted to watch. So that was way more fun than drinking. And I know that because later on in life, I mean, I've tried like a few things here and there, and I'm just like, no, no, not for me. I know a lot of people also might be like, well, yeah, you gotta like try this and that. And, you know, I've never been under the influence, if you will. But it's just, it's not for me at all. And so the reason why I say to reevaluate those goals of your 20s is because sometimes you can like kind of romanticize or like idealize, like, I don't know if that's the right word, but things that seem like they'll make sense when you get older, right? It's like Olaf is, you know, this will all make sense when I am older. And he has this concept of just like, oh, when I'm older, it'll all make sense. But really, we all know that no matter how old you get, there will always be things that don't make sense. So we don't have to obsess over growing up and getting older just so certain things can happen, because it's possible that we don't even want those things to happen. Now, home ownership, that is something that happened in my 20s, and I'm really glad. I'm really happy that that happened. But also, I am no more or less like joyful and happy and content as a person based on owning a home, if that makes sense. It's still not where I found or find my value or my worth. Same with having a college degree. The best parts about having a college degree, one, the school I went to, Point University, it's great. I love my alma mater, alma mater, alma, I don't know. I love where I went. Great school. But the best part, the second best part of having gone to college is being a full-time musician, having colorful hair, looking 15, and like people being like, oh, well, you don't know nothing. I'd be like, well, according to my bachelor's degree. That's the best part about going to college, is like rubbing it in mean people's faces. Or sorry, second best. The first best is my degree and all the education. but I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. So, you know, sometimes these things can like still be great and you can still have great life experiences. Like I said, I don't regret college. I'm glad I own a home. I love my life. I'm grateful. But when it comes down to like true values and morals, like a lot of the material things and a lot of the surface level things that we think are going to make us happy or make us feel content or successful, they don't truly matter. So yeah, set some goals. That's a really cool thing to do. And like I said, don't break the law, but please don't allow yourself to feel defeated if you don't reach all those goals. And also try not to put all your hope and trust in them, because that's not where true joy is found. Anyways, and it's definitely not found in a number. So the next thing that I'm going to say, number 7, I just put take naps. All right. Number 8, this is a really easy one to do. So this is definitely for all of us, myself included. Don't treat every 15-year-old like a 9-year-old, and don't treat every 50-year-old like a loser. Now, it's actually kind of hard for me to treat old people like losers, because I love old people. Also, 50's not that old, but I used to think 50 was ancient, like, oh my gosh, you're 50. And now I'm 30 and I'm like, oh, that's literally around the corner. And I have to consciously not be like, oh my gosh, you're like 12, just because someone's in like 9th or 10th grade, unless they're homeschooled and they are 12 in 9th or 10th grade. And I can say that because I was 12 in 9th grade. But it's so easy to fall into the cliches of like, oh, you're younger than me, so you're a baby. You're like, oh, you're born in 1999. Whoa. You know, it's so easy to fall into those cliches, and sometimes they're fun jokes because everybody's having a good time, but just be mindful that humans are humans and every human has value that they can add to the world. And even if they're not, just because they're not your humans and because, you know, they're not in the age bracket of your close friends, doesn't mean that they're not valuable, wonderful, beautiful humans. And so I try to remember that, especially when I'm talking to younger people, so that they don't think that I'm losing my mind over the fact that, like, they were born in 2000 and something, or they don't know what a CD player is. You know, I try so hard to not seem like judgy of younger people. And it's hard because it's just a natural ingrained part of who we are. But again, these are your people. You're making jokes, having fun. Everybody loves it. Cool. But just be mindful of that. And then number 9, I have return to the beauty of childlike faith. So as a follower of Jesus, this is a double meaning for me. But even if you don't have, you know, like a Bible that you like read, or if you don't call yourself a follower of Jesus, like, this is relevant in so many different ways. We took our daughter recently to Disneyland, and everybody, you know, a lot of people will say don't take kids to Disneyland, and then a lot of people will say take them because even if they don't remember it, it's for you. And that's 1,000,000% true. I just had this like stressful feeling to like check on my laptop behind me and see if it's recording, and it's on a screensaver. So if you're hearing this, let's just say yay really quick. But, you know, we took our daughter to Disneyland, and just seeing her face like light up as she's seeing like Olaf and all these people in real life for the first time, like she was just so amazed and just so filled with wonder. And she really believes that they're so cool and that anything is possible. And returning to that as an adult, especially in your 20s, is a beautiful thing. You know I kind of made a comment about politics earlier. It's like, if we look at the world, if we look at, and again, this is not me talking exclusively about like DC politics, but if we look at, you know, the brokenness in our world and the pain in our world, it can oftentimes lead us to believe that like nothing is good and that nothing is real. There's a particular pastor by the name of Adam Weber, and I had him on my podcast a couple weeks or months ago, and my sister was on his podcast. They talked today, and Morgan called me after, and we just talked about how he has just restored so much of our hope in as a pastor. Now, granted, we know lots of amazing pastors, our mom and dad included, but there's also been a lot of messy ones. And he has just been one of those pastors we don't even know him personally. We've just done podcasting. We've become like Instagram friends with him. And he's just encouraged both of us so much just by who he is as a person. And I think a lot of times, like when you're a kid and you see someone doing good for one of the first few times, you really do just like always believe that people do good until you realize that some people just don't. And so I say to return to childlike faith, because children have such a beautiful and natural ability to believe and to hope and to trust. And it's a beautiful thing when we can like honor that by returning to that. And then again, as a person of faith, you know, the Bible even talks about that. So man, I could rant on that for days, but that's just something that's really special to me. And if you have a kid in your life, you know, your kid, niece, nephew, you see it, right? Like you see the wonder and the joy that they get about the simplest things in life. And that's a privilege, and we should try for sure to, I don't know, be like the cool kids. I wish that I could be like the cool kids. Get it? Did you get it? That was a song. And you better have gotten it. Oh, I had like a whole joke in my head, and like it didn't really pan out, and then it just got kind of weird. Thank you guys so much for being here. real talk though, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast, for watching the podcast on Spotify or YouTube. This was a little bit different because there wasn't as many like breaks and transitions as before. I would love to know in the comments like what you guys are thinking about this. In the background, you can hear some like lo-fi music. If you like that, then you should definitely go over to my YouTube channel where you can hear hours of just like lo-fi study music and stuff like that. You can also go over to my Spotify and hear music with my singing voice on it. Why did I phrase it like that? Because I'm neurodivergent. That's why. So thank you guys so much for listening today to the Jamie Grace podcast, for watching today. Also, they added a new thing over on Spotify where you can do 5 stars. So if you liked this or even loved it, if you could go give me an honest review over at the Jamie Grace podcast on Spotify, all you have to do is click how many stars. I can't tell you to give me 5 stars, but I know my worth. I know my value. So, you know, do what you feel led to do. Have a great day, everybody. Don't fart too much in public, but don't hold it in. I'm at Jamie Grace H on Instagram, and I'm also at the Jamie Grace podcast, but let's be real. I need an intern. So somebody DM me and and fix that Instagram page because it's weak sauce. Okay. Okay, enjoy the music. Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Bella. Thank you so much, Denise. My Becca. Bye, you. And bye-bye. Bye-bye to you, too. I'm patient. I'm changing my music. Just listen. Okay, bye.